Psalms 137. It's a joy to be here this weekend. I appreciate it. I sure wasn't expecting this for them to call on me to preach. There's so many great preachers here that could get up tonight. And I appreciate what their hearts and ears has already heard this far. Brother Jamie, some good men of God in there. How many of you, all the men God called men of God, stand to your feet tonight. We had good men this morning. I appreciate preachers, amen. Boy, look at that. Thank the Lord for the preachers. You can be seated. I love preachers, amen. I thank God for all the men of God, amen. One fella said there's three kinds of preachers. That's big shot preachers, little shot preachers, and we got those that ought to be shot, amen. So I don't know where you fit in tonight, but I just appreciate men of God. I love good preachers. I appreciate the good men of God. What a blessing it is to be in service with them and get to hear the good men of God preach. Psalm 137. Stand with us. I want to read a couple verses of scripture in your hearing tonight. And try to do our best to preach what the Lord's laid on our hearts for the hour. Amen. The Bible said in Psalms 137, verse 1, said, by the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. Yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. We hanged our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof. For there they kept that carried us away captive, required of us a song. And they that wasted the required of us merged, saying, sing us one of the songs of Zion. And how shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget her cunning. If I do not remember thee, let my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth. If I prefer not Jerusalem above the chief joy, remember, O Lord, the children of Edom in the day of Jerusalem, who said, raise it, even to the foundation thereof. O daughter of Babylon, who art to be destroyed, happy shall he be that rewardeth thee as thou hast served us. Happy shall it be that taketh and destroyeth the little ones against the stone. You can be seated tonight. I thought about sitting here and Brother Allen was a preaching. And I thought about here this afternoon. I began to study and begin to pray this afternoon. The Lord began to lay a message on our hearts. And I thought about tonight, Brother Michael, they was singing this morning. The choir I thought about was singing this morning. And been a lot of songs sung about heaven, amen. Brother Jamie, they sung, and what we rejoiced in the Lord, amen. I looked over at Brother Michael, and I whispered in his ear, and I thought, what, 25, 30 years ago, when folks sung like that, there had already been 25 or 30 in the aisle, a shouting, amen, their hands are raised toward glory, amen. I thought about here what's happened, amen. And I want to preach tonight, the Lord to help me for a few minutes, Brother Bob, on the danger of becoming to 10, amen. The danger of becoming to 10. What I thought about in the scriptures here said, by the rivers of Babylon, amen, they sat down, yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. I thought it's here, you know the story here, the Jews, and here the Jews were led into captivity by Babylon, amen. We see where the tabernacle was destroyed, and you remember looking back in the Word of God, I thought about here's the time where Nebuchadnezzar stole the golden vessels out of the temple, amen, and here Belshazzar took the golden vessels and drank wine and got drunk and danced with lewd women, amen. And I thought about here, we come now to a time, and I believe what he was saying here, step up to the microphone and give us a word of testimony of what happened, amen, when they took away from the house of God, amen. I thought about they looked back at Zion and remembered here what they used to have, amen. I thought about tonight, amen. A lot of times I feel like we've become content on the Lord, amen. In our church world today, it seems like folks are discontent with just coming to church and singing a few songs. And Brother Michael, I can just about, and we talk about all the super-duper churches, amen, how that they program everything, amen. But friend, I want to say tonight, we're not much better off, amen. I mean, I just about tell you what's going to take place in most of our average Baptist churches on Sunday morning and Sunday night and Wednesday night. Oh, we may not have it wrote down on a piece of paper, amen, but it all operates about the same way. And friend, I tell you what, it bothers me in the day that we live in, amen. We program God out of this, and we program this, and we program that, and when we got our little program, and most of your churches, when you walk in, they've got a program now. And that's if they hand you, Brother Michael, I thought about, I mean, he's got who's going to pray, who's going to sing, what sermon they're going to preach all the time. And I thought about, we just about program God, slap out the services, amen. Oh, we ought to be ashamed tonight. But I thought about tonight, contentment left us in a place where we're broken down and without God, amen. We've become content with what's going on. I realize tonight, life there is some things that we ought to be content with. Amen. And somebody said, well, preacher, it nearly sounds like a controversy. Amen. A controversy here, but I thought about here. There is some things, Brother Michael, I'm content with tonight. I'm not all in discontentment about things, but I want to say there is some things that we ought to be content with. First of all, I want to say tonight, I'm content with this Bible. Amen. Thank God, I believe we got this. Somebody said the other day, said, preacher, y'all got a copy of the Word of God? Brother Harold, I want to say I do not have a copy of the Word of God. I believe this book contains the Word of God. Amen. Thank God, I'll say tonight in Psalms 119 and 89, he said, forever, O Lord, this Word is settled in heaven. And I want to say tonight, God's Word has been pinned down out of me alone. And a lot of folks said, well, preacher, I just can't understand it. I just can't understand what the Word says. We need to rewrite it. And I'll say it don't need to be rewrote. It needs to be reread over and over and over again. Thank God. I'm content with my Bible, amen. Matter of fact, I want to say that's a King James Bible, amen. Thank God you go down to the average Christian bookstore now, Brother Clint. I mean, you have to search around for 30 minutes and to walk in there to find a copy of the Word of God. They got all kind of garbage in there and all kind of mess. I'm here to tell you tonight, God help us. We ought to get back to this old-time Bible. It worked grandma's day and grandpa's day. And friend, it will still work in our day. Thank God I'm content tonight and I've got the right book, amen. I'm content. I got the right book. Amen. Right. Thank God. I want to say I'm content tonight. I got the right birth, friend. Yeah. What are you saying tonight, preacher? I want to say the right birth. And I didn't just hope so and maybe so or think so that night. I'm telling you 25 years ago when God settled that, me and the Lord settled that thing. And second, somebody said, preacher, you tell it too much. And I always tell them around our church, if you don't tell your salvation experience, if everybody around you don't know it, if everybody in your church don't know your experience, you ain't telling it enough. Amen. Thank God we ought to stand and shout the goodness of God and tell how God brought us out. Thank God and saved our soul. And I'm here to tell you tonight, it do some of you good. Some of you ain't testified to the law. I tell you, do you some good. Understand and bless the Lord and tell about how God saved you.
Amen.
I never get tired of telling about the February the 2nd, 1982. Yeah. How God brought me out. Thank God saved my old wretched soul. Yeah. Over on the backside of a little pine thicket in Douglas County in a little country church. Thank God. How God came by that night. Yeah. And I'm telling you, I never get tired of telling the old story.
Amen.
I want to say I got the right birth. 1 Peter 1:23, the Bible said, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible. Amen. By the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Amen. And I'm here to tell you tonight, I want to say, if somebody said, well, preacher, I think I got it. I hope I got it. Had a woman tell me one time, Brother Charles, she said, I've been saved 11 times, and it just gets sweeter every time. I looked at her, and I told her, I said, ma'am, I've been saved a long time, and I ain't never got over the first time yet. Amen. Thank God I'm here to tell you, it gets sweeter and sweeter each day, and the journey gets better along the way. I've never got over the first time. I don't know about you, friend, but it still excites me. What he's done over us. Thank God I'm glad of it. And what he's done, I can do it.
Got to my birthday, man.
Let me tell you, since I got saved, my preacher ain't had to come down there with no puppet, amen, and no projector, friend, and a baseball team. I thought about it, he had to come with a sucker in his pocket. And I'll tell you, when you get born again, you'll get birthed in the family of God. No preacher won't come on you, amen.
You get in the way I got in. Brother Bob, you get in the way I got in, he won't have to send out an FBI to search for every Sunday to look for you, amen. I just convinced Brother Dixon folks is really saved and born again. Thank God they'll fall in love with the church. They'll fall in love with the preacher, amen. Thank God you get the right birth, you will.
Yes, sir.
I'm content. I may not get down the rest of this, amen. Oh, thank God. I'm glad tonight I say I'm content with my Bible. I'm thinking I got the right birth. Amen. Most of our churches, they want to come in and I get so sick of this. I preach in the prisons all the time. We got some of our men down the preacher down the prison, Brother Bob. They want to get them up there and ask they done preached and God's convicting hearts and they want to lead them in a sinner's prayer. Repeat after me.
Right. Nail.
Repeat after me.
I don't know about you that night. My preacher, I didn't have to repeat after him. I didn't even know how to pray much. But all I knew, the hound dogs of hell had me freed, amen. And friend, I didn't care about hearing no preachers repeat after me. I knew me and God had to do some business somewhere, amen. Thank God, I say, hey, and we don't need to repeat after me. And I'm telling you, the good God of heaven that still can save men, women, boys, and girls. Thank God by His glory and marvelous grace. And friend, I will tell you now, if you really get birth in, thank God, if you get the right birth, He'll show up on you.
Amen.
Glad tonight I got the right verse. A lot of folks, well, they're in today and out tomorrow.
Yeah.
If they don't like what this church has got, they'll run off down the road and join another.
Right.
I worry about these church hoppers, amen.
Yeah.
A fellow called me last week, and he's getting ready to pastor a church, and he told me, he said, I've been a member of this church and that church. He was a member of ours, and his wife couldn't handle the heat. So he decided to pack up going down the road, amen. And I thought about it. He said, I'm going to get my letter from this church and that one. I said, how big's your file, Kevin? He said, what are you talking about? I said, how many letters you got, amen? I mean, he's been from this church to that church to this denomination to that one, amen. And I'm telling you, I believe God's people, when they really get the right verse, thank God, they'll find them a place somewhere parked there until God moves them and God hadn't changed His mind every other week, amen.
Amen. Amen. Preach on, brother.
I'm content I got the right Bible. I'm content I got the right birth. Saved folks are to find them a place somewhere in a good old Bible preaching, fundamental Bible preaching church. And get behind a good man of God somewhere. Now I realize there's issues things sometimes comes up. And sometimes things can't be helped. And if the Lord says go, it's time to go. I understand that.
Sure.
I'm not removing your membership. I'm not removing your letter somewhere down the road. If that's where God wants you at, amen. But friend, I believe God's people, when they really get the right birth, hey, they'll get somewhere and get parked behind a good man of God, hey, and stay there until God moves them down the road.
Amen.
Yes. I'm content. I'm going to preach on the danger of becoming content. I'm content with my, I got the right Bible. I'm going to say I'm content I got the right birth.
Yeah.
Hey, friend, I'm going to say I'm content with the blessings of God. Amen.
Yeah.
I'm content with His blessings. Now, 1 Timothy 6 and 8 said, having food and raiment, let us be there with content. Amen.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, if some folks, they got to have a new car and be content with the Lord. Amen.
Yeah.
If God ain't give them a new house or a new car, Brother Michael, I ain't got to have a new house. I ain't got to have a new car. Brother Dixon, I ain't got to have something new every week for the contentment of God. And I'm content with His blessings tonight. All that He's given me, I'm satisfied with it, amen. Thank God He's been good to us. They sung that song a little while ago. Thank God Brother Toby them sung that song. And I'm glad we're so blessed, so blessed, amen. And most of us walk around the mother grubs and we're so down and out, our head hung low. Hope we ain't got $1 million in the bank driving a new car. And I started out with a wore out 1967 Ford pickup truck, had to tie the hood down. I thought about there in a hood tow truck come from up north, and there the hood frames was rusted out under. I take a coat hanger and tie the hood down and wore on the old suit that I had, the only one that I had, and go preach somewhere when God first called me and content with His blessings. And I'm telling you, God's been good to us, and we ought to be good to Him.
Amen.
Felt like a millionaire riding down the road. That old truck, Brother Clint. God first called me to preach, saved me. I'd go down the road, Brother Michael. Didn't know what air conditioning was back then.
Yeah, roll the windows down.
Roll the windows down, you get somewhere you like you done preached about an hour.
Yeah.
I mean, soaking wet with sweat in the summertime. And just happy to be in the ministry.
Yeah.
And just happy to be called of God. Thank God, I'm just satisfied that He chose me to go and preach. Amen. It didn't matter if I didn't have the best. Thank God, I'm tickled to death just to be in the middle of it. Amen. Boy, most of us nowadays, oh God, if you know, I need this, and Lord, I need that, and most of our prayers is a dumb truckload. Thank God, He's telling God all of our problems, and I'm content with the blessings of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank God.
Yes.
Brother good me and my family. Woo! I'm here to tell you, he's given us more than we deserve.
Man,
the cupboard's just full of groceries, the freezer's full. I mean, everything's pretty good around the house. Oh, yeah, I can tell everybody how bad we got it, and we need this and need that, but I'm just content with his blessings, man. Yeah. I mean, I get pastors. Nixon said 20 minutes, I'll do my best. My wife just takes about 20 minutes and have a spell, amen. Thank God, I'm glad for his blessings. We've been blessed. Well, I'm content with that tonight, amen. Hebrews 13:5, the Bible said, let your conversation be without covetous, and to be content with such things that you have. Thank God, for he has said, I will never leave thee, and I'll never forsake thee. Amen. Thank God, friend, I tell you what, tonight, if every one of us could stand tonight, every one of us could testify the fact that somewhere down the line, God's been so good to us, he promised through so much.
Amen.
Yes.
That's right. That's right.
Through many dangers, holes, and snares, I've already come. Somebody said, preacher, I'm just thinking about giving up. I'm thinking about turning around. I tell you, God's been too good to me. Thank God to turn back around. If I turn around now, I'd have to go back across all them valleys and all them hills and go back again. And there's nowhere to turn back to, Brother Clint. I'm just going to take his blessings, what he gave me, and go on with God. Sitting here tonight, King James Bible in my hand. Blessings of God, been around the best friends I got.
Yeah.
Well, I've been down part of the hunting clubs
yeah.
and been part of the fishing clubs and all that.
Well,
and friend, I want to tell you, the best friends I've got is not down there.
Oh.
They're not down there in the bass club and down there in the hunting club, amen. Brother James, I tell you, right here in the church, thank God for God bless me and bless my family and the greatest friends in the world. It says right here in this building tonight, right here with a King James Bible in my hand, a good wife and family saved, amen. Thank God, and God's been good to me, amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Preaching, Lord.
I'm content with this Bible. I'm content I got the right birth. I'm content with the blessings of God.
Yeah.
Philippians 4:11, the Bible said, not that I speak in respect of want, amen. For I've learned whatsoever state I am there with to be content, amen. Been laying on where it's at. If we're laying on the deathbed somewhere, amen. Our little old mama died May the 19th. While back, she suffered with cancer for about 4.5 months. And we never had a whole lot growing up in life, raised up in a little old house. And don't feel sorry for me tonight. We was raised up for the island little house over here with hardwood floors. And in the wintertime, we nailed plastic over the windows and towed in firewood to try to keep it warm. And never had a whole lot growing up. I thought about my little mama died about 4 months ago. And joy in her heart, Brother Michael, and never had a whole lot. But I thought about it. She said, children, don't worry about me. I'm a winner either way, thank God. And I tell you, God, that put some God and left this world. She left this walk alive. Thank God, said, I'm a winner either way. Woo!
Yeah.
I'm a good man to run all over this place tonight. Thank God. Boy, he's been good to us. I'm content with my Bible. Again, I got the right birth, the right Bible, the right birth. I'm content with the blessings of God. But here I thought about the danger of becoming content. The Bible said they wept when they remembered Zion. They wept. Well, I thought about why did they weep? Why did they hear the Jews here led into captivity? Why did they weep when they looked back and remembered Zion? I thought about here, what is Zion? Zion is a guiding pillar, amen. It's the church, thank God. I thought about here, the church, when they look back and they remember Zion. They remember the house of God. They remember where they left all these things. They remember what they used to do. And they remember how they used to do it. And they look back one day with a broken heart and they wept bitterly, amen. Got a good church, good preacher. We got a wonderful, as far as I'm concerned.
Yes.
We got the best church in the country.
Yes.
And if you don't feel that way about your church, you ought to get right with God or find you one you can.
Right.
I ain't got a sad song to sing about the church, amen.
Right.
A lot of folks always in the mull ago, well, the church just didn't do me right, amen.
God did.
Well, I thank God. I got a good church, got a good preacher. Down by the roadside there, a little country church in Bremen, Georgia. Amen. Thank God. I think we got a good man of God that preaches the word. Amen. Thank God. I'm glad for the Lord sending us a good church and a good preacher. And friend, God meets with us there every Sunday, morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. And most of the time, God comes sweeping through there. I thought about it could all be gone overnight if we take the blessings of God for granted. Amen.
Brother Toby goes down to Hancock State Prison every second Saturday night. Just about. There's a little country church. Brother Toby and Brother James is deer hunted there in Hancock County. A little white church down there right across from where y'all hunted, that big, huge column on the church. And Brother Toby said he heard talk to people about the church that once went to that church, or once you knew about the church years ago. Church is very, very old, probably built in 1700s, 1800s.
Yes.
But this time was during the time the church was built, was probably one of the prettiest, nicest sanctuaries around them that day.
Yes.
And they said that people would come and pile in that little church and worship God. Miles and miles they'd drive.
Yeah.
And how the glory just falls. And today, you go by there, we ride by every second Saturday night going down to Hancock State Prison down the other side of Sparta, Georgia. And you ride by the little church and vines that growed up on the side of the building.
Yes, sir.
Creeping into the windows and watch where people worship God, Brother Michael.
That's right.
And watch where the glory of God fell. Man, I tell you, people took it for granted. And somebody got unconcerned. And somebody got unconcerned about lost souls. Amen. And somebody lost their vision. And somebody lost their burden. And tonight it's no more than an empty building, an empty hall where the vines has grown up there. Somebody said, preacher, it can't happen to us. I'm sure some of them people during them days probably thought it would never happen to them. Amen. But today it has happened.
Amen.
Because they got content on God. Pine Ridge, Mount Olive, Truth, had the church, any other churches there represented? You probably think you got some good churches today. Friend, you get content on God, it'll be you next.
Yes, sir.
I can take you by churches right here in this neighborhood. Churches I've been a part of growing up as a young man. At one time, the man of God preached and he thundered the truth. And tonight, you walk in the building, it's nothing more but a social club and a playhouse. Amen. And today, they ain't got the fire of God. And they wouldn't know God in the middle of a 40-acre field. And I'm telling you, there's danger in becoming a ten. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes,
we get content on God. They remember Zion when they look back at the past.
Yep.
When they look back and say what we used to be. You know what bothers me, Brother Clint?
No.
Brother Clint has got a good church in Tracy City.
Sure.
I was with him about 4 or 5 weeks ago preaching there. And a lot of good churches. I'm not saying they're all bad. There's a lot of good churches still around.
Yes.
They're getting few and far between.
Right.
Brother Clint, I get so sick of going to churches. For about 2 or 3 months straight, I preached somewhere just about nearly every Sunday at different churches there for a while.
Yes.
In the past few years, the Lord let us evangelize a little bit and get to different churches. But I get so sick, Brother Willis, of going in churches. And folks come by the back door and say, preacher, I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
I hadn't heard preaching like that in years.
Yeah.
Hadn't heard it that way in years. Amen. And I thought about it. They said, preacher, you ought to be here long. You ought to have been here a long time ago.
Yeah.
You ought to see what I used to do in this church. Boy, I used to be on fire for God. I used to do this, amen. And I'm telling you tonight, there's a lot of them said, preacher, I used to run a bus route. I used to go out witnessing, amen. I used to do this and I used to do that. And we cannot live in the past, amen. I'm telling you, we can't build a church for what you used to do in the past. We need some people today that'll be right with God, that'll run a bus route today, that'll witness today, that'll pick up youngins today. Hey, friend, you can't live in the past, amen.
Amen.
And 90% of folks' testimony is what God used to do for them.
Right.
I like to hear good testimonies. But most of our testimonies today, folks stand and say, well, I tell you how God used to do.
Right.
I tell you back yonder 30 years ago,
Boy, this happened to me. And that's the only story they got is what happened 30 years ago. Well, I'm telling you, I'm serving a God that's alive today.
Amen.
Thank God He came on the throne today. And He's not dead. Heaven's not bankrupt. Amen. Thank God He's still doing for His people today. And from time to time, we ought to stand and testify of His blessings today.
Amen.
He was looking back in the past. Friend, you'll never build a church on what you've done in the past. I know it's quiet in here, and this is going over. It's coming back. But friend, I want to tell you tonight, there's a danger in becoming content. There's a danger in becoming content. I want to say they look back in the past. I want to say they got lazy in their witnessing. Amen. They got lazy, and I dealt with this last Sunday night down at the church.
Yes, sir.
We've got plumb lazy. I've been lazy in my witnessing. Let me just speak for me first. I had to get on the altar after I got done preaching. Convicted my own self last Sunday night, brother. Man. You ever been there?
Yes, sir.
Time to time, man of God will get on that altar too. Amen. I got on the altar. Begged God to forgive me. You know, during the one Sunday we come to church, and we'll sit up there, and one of the preachers, there'll be a singing, and we get all built up emotionally in the spirit. We think, boy, I can't wait for this week. That preacher will preach to us and tell us how sorry we really are. Tell us what all we need to do and how we need to get out here and win souls. And by the way, the Scripture still says, he that winneth souls is wise. Amen. I thought about, boy, that week we'll sit there during the church service and we'll say, boy, I can't wait next week. I'm going to get home and I'm going to call old brother so-and-so and I'm going to go visit this one and I'm going to visit that one. Amen. And I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. And before you get home on Sunday, I see the devil squeeze every bit of joy out of you. Amen. I tell you what, we're so filled up with everything else and our minds are cluttered with everything else. It do so much good tonight to get on this altar. Amen. And thank God to clutter our hearts and minds with the things of this world, so that we can be effective for Him.
Amen. Amen.
Somebody said, I can't be a missionary.
Damn.
You can too.
Right. Everybody's got missions.
What's a missionary? Let me give you a quick definition of what a missionary is. A missionary is somebody going somewhere telling somebody about Jesus.
Hey. That's right.
We send money for those across the seas. Say, preacher, I can't go across seas. What about that across the street? What about that little lost boy and that little dirty face kid next door? If you pray, they'll mess your car up. Now, preacher, I'm not getting them little dirty face young into my car and bring them to church. I might as well park here for a minute. Most of you's mad and your poop's left anyway. As long as I got your attention, I can tell you what I want you to hear.
Right.
Most of us afraid we'll get our new leather seats dirty.
Right.
God help.
Then Brother John went over, and I told this before. I appreciate Brother John. He's one of my heroes in the faith. I love this man dearly. I believe Brother John's got a touch of God on him.
Yes.
And if I ever looked up to anybody, it's Brother John Gammon. I tell it anywhere I go. He's a good man. And he's got such a burden for souls. I know he's here, and I just believe in giving folks flowers while they're here. Me and Brother John went one Sunday afternoon, Brother Clint, over to a little trailer park over the other side, right across the road from my church, just through the woods. And you think we got it bad sometimes. I thought this place had been abandoned, Brother Willis. And on a little rock hill, rock knob, there was just a little kind of a driveway through the woods. Four or five little run-down shacks of trailers there. I'm not knocking a trailer. I live one in myself. I'm not knocking anybody that lives in the trailer park. Don't get mad at me if you do. I live in one myself. I don't live in a trailer park. I live in a trailer, hunk of sheet metal, or whatever you want to call it. But me and Brother John pulled up there that afternoon. And little dirty face young, I mean pitiful. They were so filthy. Run around the diaper that should have been changed 6 days ago. People didn't even have a doorknob on their door. They just pushed the door to it now. Matter of fact, the county condemned this whole place and everybody's moved out. But two little blonde-headed boys, which just as precious as they could be, was running around there in the yard. The man dealt in scrap metal, and he was alcoholic. More beer cans in the yard. They could have got rich if they sold the beer cans. Me and Brother John walked up there on Sunday afternoon witnessing, trying to invite folks to come to church.
Yes.
Two little boys coming out there, nothing on but their diaper. Cutest little fellas you ever seen. And I watched the man stoop down on the ground. He got in the dirt and played with his suit on. Tears running down his face. Brother John swooped down and played with them little youngins. Little youngin, they finally come and went to church one time, Brother Willis. One of them was 4 or 5 years old and never been in church in a day in his life. Somebody said, "Preacher, what are you saying?" I'm saying, they're 2 miles from our church.
Yes, yes.
2 miles right down the road. And somebody don't go get them. And somebody don't try to win them. Two little boys going to grow up thinking it's hard to live the same lifestyle their mom and daddy lives. And probably plunge off into hell. Because somebody's unconcerned. Because some church member don't want to get dirt in their car. Because somebody's lost their burden. Because somebody's got content on the Lord. I wonder tonight. Here I thought about here, Jews led captive into Babylon. They said, "We've hanged our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof."
Yeah.
You know what a willow tree is? They've hung the harps there in very fast-growing trees. The weeping trees. That's why they call them the weeping willows.
Yeah.
Brother Harold, they've hung their harps on those trees into a place that they'd done growed out of reach of touch. They couldn't get their harps back. They got to the place, somebody said, "Sing us one of them good songs." Said, "How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget it." Friend, they done got to a place, they done forgot all that they'd done for God. And all that they could have been done. And the whole world was slipping by in front of their face. Day after day, we go to work. It's like a big rat race. When we go to work, we rush in, we rush out, we rush, rush, rush. Man, we rush. Our whole life's a rush.
Yeah.
I've never seen like folks having more heart attacks and stress problems and eat more pills, amen, than anybody in my whole life as people today are. Every morning we got to get up. I thought about taking about a double handful of pills. That's just a function, amen. I mean, we got to have a pill to pick us up and a pill to lay us down, amen. Hope we're living this pressure cooker society and everybody's too busy. Rush through McDonald's, get another 99 cent heart attack, and keep it going.
Amen.
I'm telling you right.
Right.
We're too busy and too unconcerned. Danger in becoming content. I walked over Saturday afternoon, and my neighbor up, and his little boy came to church with us the other night. And Brother Michael was sitting over drinking a beer, and most of the world just say, "Don't worry about that crowd, just let them go on." I'm concerned about him. He's going to die and go to hell.
Yeah.
If somebody don't reach him.
Yeah.
Brother Willis, they get on that. They say, "Why don't you go down to that prison to preach to a bunch of murderers and a bunch of drunkards, amen, a bunch of dope addicts and a bunch of rapists, friend? Why do you go down there and preach just about nearly every weekend it rolls around somewhere cranking up the car and then going to another meeting to preach again? And because that's where God has laid a burden on my heart, and go down there and win some of those men that nobody else cares about." Them men in the prison tell us that y'all the only group that comes in here just preaches. They got groups that come in there, the Catholics. I read on one of the pages the other day, Brother Toby. They got a calendar of the meetings that goes on every night of the week. They have a meeting, some of the prison meetings.
Yes.
30, 31 days a month, and there's a meeting going on, Brother Harold, every night in the prison somewhere.
That's right.
I counted 23 of those nights, the Catholics in there. A couple of nights, the Buddhists is in there. And a couple of nights, the Muslims is in there. And most of the men that's really trying to serve God, a few that's trying, they said, "Preacher, y'all the only groups that come in here preaching. The only man of God that comes in just rear back with a gospel message and preach to men how they are." We've seen over 1,400 souls saved last year through the prison. I'm not bragging. I'm bragging on God. You know how many I saved? None of them. You know how many some of these other preachers saved? None of them.
Amen.
I give God the glory and honor.
We got four or five of us men. I get so sick of it. Four or five in our group, in our prison ministry, and I'm fixing clothes. There's four or five men, Brother Charles, that really go in there and preach.
Yes.
And the rest of them, they want to go in there and play games. You know what's going to bring a revival back to America again? It's going to come through the preaching of that book right there.
Yeah.
It's not coming through a puppet show in a ball game.
What's in your hand?
It's not coming where they get together and have the wrestling team over there and bust the blocks and all that bunch of garbage,
that's
amen.
Right. Right.
It'll come through preaching of the Word of God, amen.
Yes.
In a God is time and high time tonight that we grab a hold of the horns of the altar, grab this old 1611 up again, thank God and take a stand for our Lord and Savior. There's a world dying and going to hell without God, and they're perishing by the thousands, amen.
Oh.
And somebody has got to reach them, amen.
Yes.
Yes.
Wow.
It's time to quit playing games.
Yes.
Church, it's time we get busy. You know, we've got so content, we don't want to get out of our comfort zone.
Right.
That's right.
Yep. I like coming to church and sitting there.
Yep.
I really do.
Bless you.
If they don't ask me to lead a song, if they don't ask me to preach, I'm being honest, God knows my heart anyway. If they don't ask me to do nothing, let me relax. We stay on the go so much. If I come in to sit down and let everybody else do it, I'm pretty well. My flesh is satisfied with that. And most of us are. We like to watch everybody else do the song leading.
Yeah.
We want to let everybody else get up. One woman come to church the other day, she said, I tell you what, I just don't know about that church down there. They didn't nobody come around and shake my hand. Won't you get up and shake somebody's hand? Won't you get up?
Yes, sir.
Go move out of your way and let some visitor sit down in your seat.
Amen.
I mean, some of us come in here and we got our own side seat, and some visitor comes sit in our seat, we get all huffy and puffy about it, amen.
Go ahead.
Like it belongs to you. Well, I want to be where it's real.
Hey.
I want to be where it's real.
Hey.
Sister Tanya, my wife, one other day, the lady cut her hair. And by the way, she cut too much of it off.
Hey.
I told her about it. I'm like Brother Andy. I can preach to my wife too, amen. But the lady told her, she said, it's coming up on pastor election at their church. She says, I wish they'd get a new pastor over there. She said, because the pastor, he's a good man, he's a good preacher, but his family don't live right. His kids is running wild. She said, you know, it just got to the point that everybody's satisfied with what they're doing. There ain't no excitement no more in churches. She said, you know what I really wish? If my husband would come down there with me, he's been stuck in this same church for years and years, and if he'd just get up and come with me, I'd come down to y'all's church, said y'all sang and shout and preach and all excitement going on, and God just went through there, amen, and oh, I'd just love to come down there with y'all. So Michael will tell you what I'd do if I was in a dead church so bad. Brother Willis, I wouldn't care if in memory my dead grandma was right there on that pew.
Yeah. Right.
And she was buried in the cemetery.
Right.
I'd go dig her up and tear the emblem off the end of the pew and get where God was, amen.
Yeah.
I'd dig her up and take her with me. Yeah. I'd tear the emblem off the end of the pew in memory and honor whoever, leave it all behind, junk it, amen. I'd get to where God was. I'd get to where God's people was. Thank God I'd get out of there, amen.
Yeah.
I ain't content with just passing through. I ain't content with just coming to church. I ain't content with just coming, having a few songs and listen to a sermonette and go to the house.
Right.
I ain't content with a man of God standing behind a pulpit and telling a few jokes, amen. Thank God just getting us by and anything and everything going on. And I've got to have a man of God and a rare back and preach to me, amen. Thank God and give it to me. I get straight, amen. I preached in a church down the road a few weeks ago and they said, preacher, you preach too hard. Around our church, we don't talk about hard preaching. We talk about right and wrong preaching. And if it's right, just let me have it, amen. The Jews here found herself in contentment. Found herself in contentment. They said, how shall we sing the Lord's song of praise? Verse 8 said, O daughter of Babylon, who art thou to be destroyed? Happy shall he be that rewardeth thee as thou hast served us. Happy shall he be that taketh and dasheth the little ones against his home. Brother Willis, you know what they did when they got to ten on God? They got to the point they quit praying for their youngins. They took their babies up there and banged their heads against the walls and killed them. You know what the world wants to do to you tonight and your kids? They want to destroy your youngins. And they want to fill them with everything Hollywood got to pump into them. You know what's going to happen if I get content? I got two little boys, one's 7 and one's 2. Brother Bob, if I get content on the Lord and sit down and quit today, them little boys might go to hell without God. Friend, I'm telling you, I got to keep a standing. I got to keep a going, keep a preaching. Brother Clint, there's days I feel like laying it down. And there's days I feel like quitting. And there's days I feel like giving up. But I look back at their little faces, and it gives me a reason to go on. Brother John, I look at them three you got, and it gives me a reason. I'm not only concerned about mine, but I'm concerned about yours also. Our church is full of old young men, amen, that's the running around. And I'm concerned about yours as well as I am mine, amen. I preached last August. I preached y'all's missions meeting, Brother Clint. And I'm done. I think I'm get a verse old. I preached a missions meeting up in Tracy City, Tennessee. And Brother Willis, I don't like preaching hard to folks just to make them mad. I want to be a help to them. And I preached that night up there, and I felt like I kind of a little rough with them. Brother Clint told me today, he said, if you've got a sweet message preaching at our church, then I'd give you an extra $100 just to hear you preach this week.
Yeah.
And I'm going to pray about it. Next time I go for it, I'm going to try to get his $100. But when I got done preaching that night, I went over and I sat down on the front row, Brother Charles, totally exhausted, soaking wet from head to toe. I preached out just as hard as I could go, and I sat down. And most of you old timers come out, when you get my age, you can't go. When you get my size, you can't preach that long. Brother Allen, you've preached 2 hours. He's cut it down to about 40 minutes.
That's right.
I went over and sat down on the front row that night. I just beat myself up. I thought, Lord, I've made a mess of things. Brother Bob, I've made a mess of things. I've totally made everybody mad, I guess. I said, I don't know if I ever preach again. I don't know. I made a mess of it. You ever felt that way? You men of God know where I'm talking about. My little boy, 7 years old, came by, Brother Clint. He sat there on the front row and sat down beside me. He's never told me this before to this day. He said, Daddy, I sure enjoyed that preaching. And you've done a good job tonight. Somebody said, Preacher, what'd you do? I want to say I re-talked the gospel gun. Thank God I'm ready to go again. I'm ready to go again. I'm ready to fight the battle again. I'm ready to get that sword out. Thank God, go down the road and tell somebody else about our Lord and Savior and the soon coming of Him. Thank God, hey, I'm ready. I'm ready tonight. Amen. That's an encouragement and help to me. Look at that little 7-year-old little bald-headed young. Said, Daddy, I sure was good preacher. Son, that lit a fire under me. I'm ready to go again. I was ready to go again. Church, are you discouraged tonight? Church, are you tired of fighting? Sure, we get tired. Get weary with the battle. But I do want to encourage you tonight. Keep a fighting. Keep a fighting. Somebody said, Preacher, I've heard it all my life. He's a coming. I've heard it too. I've heard it preached all my life. Been in church all my life. I've heard it. I don't know when. But I want to encourage you. He's still coming. He's coming back after church. That's without spot and without blemish, too. I still believe in living right and living clean. Still believe in the old book. I still believe God still saves old sinners. How about tonight? Church, are you content? Have we got to the place we're content on the Lord? Friend, I want to say there's a danger in becoming content. There's a danger. You hear what I'm saying tonight? There's danger in becoming content on God. I'm sending you a warning tonight. Man of God, mama, dad, church member, preacher, preacher's wife, deacon's wife, Sunday school teacher, send you a warning tonight. There's a danger in becoming content. danger could cost you your family. Could cost you your church. Could cost you your witness. Stand with us tonight. I'm done. I feel like I